live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital is extremely busy this week. The hospital says 164 patients attended the ED yesterday, a significantly higher number than usual. Meanwhile, overcrowding in hospitals across the country today was the worst it's been all year. The cost of the National Children's Hospital could rise even more, according to a PricewaterhouseCoopers report, which was published this afternoon. Gardaí and Letterkenny are urging anyone who notices diggers being transported in unusual ways or strange ways to make contact with them. And in sports, there's breaking news this evening. Sport Ireland is suspending funding to the FAI. Full details of that story and all the rest of today's sports news coming up with Kenny Harkin. And that's around about 5:15 this afternoon. The emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital is extremely busy this week, and the hospital says it's admitted a significant number of ill patients, many of whom remain in the emergency department awaiting a bed. In a statement sailed to say yesterday, 164 patients attended the ED. That's significantly higher than the average number attending on a daily basis, which ranges between 105 and 115. They say given the volume of patients attending the emergency department, they're asking the public to only present at the department if they're in need of emergency medical treatment. In other instances, they say patients should contact their GP or GP out-of-hours service. Patients attending the emergency department are prioritised, they say, with urgent cases treated first. Management at the hospital are apologising for any distress or inconvenience caused to patients who are experiencing long waiting times. Meanwhile, overcrowding in hospitals across the country today was the worst it's been all year. 631 admitted patients were awaiting beds across the country, 30 of them at Letterkenny University Hospital. That's actually down 7 on the figure from yesterday. However, the combined northwest total between Letterkenny and Sligo this morning was 80, up 4 on yesterday. With more detail, Stephen Murphy.
Out of the 631 figure, 465 of those in need of a bed are waiting in emergency departments. The worst overcrowding is at University Hospital Limerick, with 55 people waiting on trolleys. It's followed by 50 at Sligo University Hospital, 42 at Cork University Hospital, and 39 at Beaumont Hospital in Dublin. The previous high before today was 617 at the end of March.
Staying with health matters, and the cost of the National Children's Hospital could rise even more, according to a new report. The PricewaterhouseCoopers investigation also says re-tendering the project is not a feasible option and would likely increase costs. With more, here's political correspondent Sean Defoe.
The PwC report warns the €1.7 billion price tag for the new National Children's Hospital could rise even further. It says if construction inflation increases to 10%, it could add €97 million to the price tag. Some of the design hasn't been finished and some parts haven't even been costed yet, which could see the bill rise even more. There's already been a €450 million increase in the cost of the hospital, and this report says just 4% of that was uncontrollable. The bulk of the overrun was down to an underestimation of costs. The report says that by the time the cost overruns became clear, it was too late to re-tender the project, and doing so would have increased costs, delayed the completion of the hospital, and risked it not being built at all. The report says there's now very few areas where money can be saved or recovered. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has described it as grim reading and says the priority now is getting the hospital built and learning from mistakes made.
Well, as you've heard there, the report rules out re-tendering for the project and says there's very little scope for financial savings. However, Fianna Fáil's health spokesperson Stephen Donnelly doesn't accept that finding.
It seems from the report that they did not do a value engineering exercise, which I believe should have happened. Rather, they appear to have simply asked the people involved in the process to date what cost opportunities were there. So very disappointing, in my view, to see so little focus on reducing the costs and so little thinking outside the box in terms of how this could be done. To just say, well, look, 85% is already contracted, sure, what can you do? That's not good enough.
Detectives investigating a rape and attempted murder in Derry on Sunday last are appealing to members of the public for information. A 27-year-old man has already been charged in relation to the incident and appeared in court earlier this week. However, in a statement this afternoon, police say they are conducting further inquiries as part of their ongoing probe, and at this stage they're trying to trace the movements of a female dressed in a green coat with fur trim on the hood, dark-coloured tracksuit bottoms with three white stripes on the legs and white trainers. They're asking anyone who saw the woman in the Northland Road or Springtown Road area in the early hours of Sunday morning to contact them. Na Gardaí and Letterkenny are urging anyone who notices diggers being transported in unusual ways or at strange times to contact either Gardaí or the PSNI. It follows an apparent attempt to steal a digger close to the community centre on Pierce Road in Letterkenny at the weekend. Significant damage was caused to the digger at some point between Saturday night and yesterday morning, with a window smashed and the lock interfered with. Sergeant Eunan Walsh says with a heightened level of ATM thefts in the border region, it's important that people report any suspicious activity.
This happened between 5 p.m. Saturday the 6th and 7:30 a.m. Monday morning the 8th. A digger parked at the side of the community centre on Pierce Road, Letterkenny, was interfered with. A window was broken and the lock was tampered with. So, again, it may be suggestive that the attempt was made to steal this digger. Again, and hot on the press at the minute is these ongoing ATM robberies, you know, and we had one there the other night in Derry, and the digger was stolen, I think, a couple of miles away from where the premises were broken into. So, again, it's something that we need to be mindful of.
They're not using their own diggers,
no,
though.
They're not, you know, right, so no. It's stolen property.
It's part of the MO, isn't it?
Yeah, and again, maybe if you're in the community centre of Pierce Road area and you saw something suspicious to come forward, and again, in relation to the ATM robberies, I watched a bit of it last night on TV, and the advice on the Garda Síochána and the PSNI is, you know, at night time, if you see something suspicious, you know, a lorry towing a digger or JCB at 3-4 a.m. It's not usual behaviour, you know, and to report it. And again, in relation to the one in Derry, the last hit was a van with the roof taken off. So, you know, it had to come from somewhere, you know, and maybe if you see something like that, to come forward and contact the Gardaí.
Well, that was Sergeant Eunan Walsh speaking to Greg Hughes on the 9 till noon show today. Also discussed was the ongoing investigation into burglaries in Donegal and investigations into two creeper-style burglaries in the Twin Towns, both of which occurred at some point between Monday night, April 2nd, and Tuesday morning, April 3rd. In Stranorra, entry was gained to a private house by popping the lock on the back door. Attempts were made to access a gun cabinet on the property, but nothing was taken. Meanwhile, on the same night, thieves targeted a premises in Ballybuffet. Cash was taken in that instance. Entry was also forced gained by forcing a back door. Sergeant Walsh appealed to anyone with information to come forward.
A house at Ardmore and Stranorra, that's on the Letterkenny Road before McLeay's corner there. Private house was broken into. Again, this is one where the back door lock was popped, and there was entry into a rear room where there was a gun cabinet. Some attempt was made to get into the gun cabinet, but fortunately, the offender was not successful. So this was at approximately 12:30 a.m. where the injured party believed she heard something. And nothing was stolen, but apart from the damage to the door. So again, it's unfortunate. It's Ballybuffet, and again, one where the lock was popped. So basically, we're looking for maybe information in relation to, if you're in the area at the time, that's Monday night, Tuesday morning, maybe around 12:30, if you saw maybe a car acting suspiciously, or maybe someone on foot, to get in touch with the Gardaí in Letterkenny. And the second one then is again Monday night, Tuesday morning, and a private house on Glenfin Road in Ballybuffet, about 100 yards past Jackson's Hotel. And this time the back door lock was forced open rather than popped, forced, broken off from the door, and a quantity of cash stolen from the house. So that's again Tuesday morning, maybe sometime between, we believe, 2 a.m. and 4:30 a.m. A private house in Glenfin Road. So maybe if you're on the Glenfin Road or maybe in the Ballybuffet area and you saw something suspicious, maybe contact the Gardaí in the matter.
And that was Sergeant Eunan Walsh there speaking on the 9 till noon show. Gardaí are playing down reports of a security alert involving the Garda Commissioner at Garda headquarters. Drew Harris was in an unmarked PSNI Jeep when it struck a bollard last month. A Garda spokesperson says this happened because a newly installed bollard malfunctioned and caught the underside of the vehicle. The spokesperson says it happened at a walking pace, no vehicles flipped, and there was no security incident. IDA Ireland says yesterday's announcement that Amazon is to buy all the output from a new Donegal wind farm is a very significant development. The global retailer says the move is part of its drive to move to exclusively renewable energy. With more, here's Catherine Gaffney.
In a statement issued by the online retailer yesterday, Amazon said it has made a long-term commitment to achieving 100% renewable energy for its global infrastructure, and with that in mind, it has committed to buying the energy from a new 91.2 MW wind farm at Meenbog in Donegal. It's expected that the wind farm project, which will be developed by Invis Energy, will be operational by the end of 2021. According to the IDA, this is the first unsubsidised corporate power purchase agreement project agreed in Ireland. Martin Shanahan, IDA Ireland's CEO, says Amazon's decision to buy the entire output from the Meenbog project will help to support Ireland's renewable energy goals and also greatly strengthen Ireland's position as a global destination for renewable energy infrastructure.
Theresa May is in Paris this evening. She's having discussions with the French president about delaying Brexit. The British Prime Minister is hoping to get a postponement approved at an EU summit tomorrow. Otherwise, the UK will leave on Friday with no deal. A one-year extension has been suggested by an EU official, but it's understood France believes that's too long. Well, here at home, Labour Party leader Brendan Howlin is hopeful that the leave date will be extended.
The ideal outcome for all of us now is for the space to be provided with a long delay in the triggering of Article 50 to allow the debate to mature again in Britain and for Britain to have another referendum.
Here, the Referendum Commission is encouraging people to make sure they're registered to vote. The campaign comes ahead of the local and European elections and a referendum on divorce on May 24th. Registration closes on May 7th. The chair of the Referendum Commission, Judge Tara Burns, addressed students at Letterkenny Institute of Technology this afternoon to mark the start of the Commission's information campaign. Judge Burns also met with Letterkenny woman Una Black, one of a number of voters who are being featured in a national publicity campaign ahead of the referendum on May 24th. The Commission says County Donegal had one of the lowest voter turnouts in the last referendum, and that's one of the reasons that LYIT was chosen for today's launch. An East Donegal councillor says that over the course of the past year there have been 30 road collisions in Carrigans where local people are still campaigning for traffic calming measures. Concerns again been raised following another collision there this morning. The minor two-vehicle crash happened just after 7:30. No injuries reported. Councillor Paul Canning says he's repeatedly called on Donegal County Council to place ramps on both sides of the village. He says the community in Carrigans needs action from the authorities.
The accident today, and we had an accident a couple of days ago, minor accident a couple of days ago in Carrigans as well. So the relevant bodies have to take it on board that Carrigans needs serious work to get them to slow down in the traffic.
And again, you would be calling for a ramp system to be put in place there.
Yeah, I'm looking for a ramp in the middle of the village, a ramp on either side of the village, just to physically slow the traffic down, because they're coming into that street both from heights, so they're coming at pace all the time.
While other safety measures have been put in place there, you're saying they're just not working?
No, they're not working. It's a situation with it. You have narrow roads, etc., and people are not watching the signs at all. They need, basically, the same as what we have in Newton Conningham, they need a physical ramp that just will slow that traffic down once and for all.
Now, Donegal County Council, in its most latest statement, had said that it will continue to monitor, black spots across the county and places that have been highlighted. But from your point of view, I'm sure the amount of crashes surely proves the need for something more there.
Yeah, if you look at the statistics, probably this last year, Carrigans has had maybe 30 accidents. So if that's not enough of accidents to merit putting on physical ramps, I don't know what you need.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure's massive Easter sale starting this Thursday, with great offers on Adidas, Nike and Skechers.
5:15, and with some breaking news, here's Kenny Harkin at the Sports Desk.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. We'll start with that news you're talking about, Donal. Sport Ireland is to immediately suspend and withhold funding to the FAA. It's made the announcement following the admission by the president of the FAA that it breached rules for getting state funding by not telling Sport Ireland about €100,000 loan given to it by its former CEO, John Delaney. Top officials from the FAA, including Mr. Delaney, will be questioned by TDs and senators at the Oireachtas Sport Committee tomorrow. Here's Shane Beattie with a report.
The Board of Sport Ireland met earlier to discuss the controversy over a €100,000 bridging loan given to the FAI in 2017 by former CEO and now Executive Vice President John Delaney. In an opening statement to the Oireachtas Sports Committee tomorrow, the FAI President Donal Conway will admit that the association broke rules for getting state funding by not telling Sport Ireland about the loan. In making the decision to suspend and withhold funding, the Board of Sport Ireland says the FAI has already been paid 50% of this year's funding and the decision will be reviewed once it's satisfied all necessary processes and controls are in place to ensure the FAI's compliance with the terms and conditions of grant approval.
Shane Beattie reporting. In other soccer news, Liverpool, they'll look to continue something of a tradition when they face Porto in the Champions League quarter-finals tonight. Every time the sides have met in the knockout phase of a European competition, Liverpool have gone on to reach that year's final. However, Liverpool are without the suspended Andy Robertson for tonight's first leg at Anfield. And Tottenham Hotspur's new stadium plays host to its first European game this evening. Manchester City pay the first visit to New White Hart Lane and could have Sergio Aguero restored to their side for the first time in three games. Spurs boss Mauricio Pochettino says they must match the quadruple chasers' desire.
All that Manchester City are winning, they are achieving, is because they match all the opponent and their aggressivity, they run the same, and then, because they have unbelievable quality, then show the quality and win the games. The first of all that you need to do is to run.
Both tonight's games kick off at 8 o'clock. And Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, he hopes to have Marcus Rashford available for tomorrow night's Champions League quarter-final with Barcelona. The forward missed last week's Premier League defeat to Wolves due to an ankle injury, but trained today ahead of the first leg at Old Trafford. United will be without Ander Herrera and Nemanja Matic, while Alexis Sanchez won't be considered despite returning to training. On the pitch tonight elsewhere, Leeds, they look to get their promotion challenge back on track when they go to Preston. Sixth plays host to fourth at Ashton Gate, where Bristol City, they face West Brom. Should City lose and Derby win away to Blackburn, Frank Lampard's side will climb into the playoffs. And among tonight's other championship games, Martin O'Neill takes his Nottingham Forest side to Sheffield Wednesday. Swansea, they play Stoke, and Bolton play Middlesbrough. And another game being played this evening, the Republic of Ireland's women's side, they're in a friendly game in Italy this evening. Tyler Toland and Amber Barrett, they're both in the squad as Colin Bale's side square up against Italy. Kickoff is very shortly at 5:30. And the redevelopment of Dalymount Park has had another snag. A potential redesign of the planned 6,000-seater stadium is on the cards due to a dispute between Tesco and the developer MM Capital. The dispute doesn't revolve around the stadium, but rather the plans to redevelop the adjoining Phibsborough shopping centre, of which Tesco is an anchor tenant. Bows have called on all parties to work together to resolve the impasse. The new stadium is hoped to be finished by 2023. In Gaelic games, Carlow have been hit with a triple blow ahead of the start of the Leinster Football Championship. Manager Turlough O'Brien has been handed a 20-week ban after the Central Hearings Committee found him guilty of threatening conduct towards a referee. The incident occurred after Carlow's narrow defeat to Down in the final round of Division 3 games in the Alliance Football League. Midfielder Brenton Murphy and coach Stephen Poacher have both received 12-week suspensions for similar infractions after the game. All parties now have the option of appealing. And back-to-back All-Ireland club football champions Cora Finn, they're retaining their management team for the coming season. Kevin O'Brien's agreed to stay in charge of the Galway side as they bid for three successive national crowns. David Morris, Ger Keane, Terry Payne, David Comer, Joe Kenny and Michael Comer, they'll all stay on board as backroom team. The All-Ireland winners beat Ulster and Donegal champions Gwydor at the semi-final stage this year. In rugby, Ulster's Will Addison will miss the rest of the season after having back surgery. The fullback has been sidelined since injuring his back in Ireland's pre-Six Nations training camp. Ulster say he'll return to full fitness in time for pre-season. Finally, for this evening in golf, today's practice rounds ahead of the Masters has been suspended due to storms at Augusta. Lightning has also been forecast for the famous course and has been evacuated with the public gates closed. Torrential rain is forecast for Friday's play. While more showers could spoil the final round, the pairings for the opening rounds are set to be revealed this evening. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Donal.
Thanks, Kenny. Donegal County Council is being urged to explore all options with a view toward restoring the former Glenties Courthouse. The property, which has been lying vacant for some time, is understood to require some refurbishment work in order to make it fit to be reoccupied. It's believed the cost of those works will be in the region of €80,000. Local election candidate Brian Carr says the building is steeped in history, having been built in the 1840s. He says the council must realise its potential.
That they make some move and take over the building properly and look into doing it up and asking the community what they would like to use it for, because it's a very prominent building on the entrance into Glenties Town. And we just don't want it to lie there for another number of years and maybe be beyond repair. So we will just call on Donegal County Council at the moment to come along, consult with the people of the town. The old library used to be in it previously, and it would be lovely to see the library open again, and the museum next door uses the backyard of it. And it would be fantastic to see the museum maybe use more of the building and show off the old character of the building that's been in the town for since 1840s.
And it's been claimed that nearly 35,000 homes and businesses in Donegal are still awaiting the green light from the National Broadband Plan. The NBP aimed to ensure that every home, school and business in the country had access to high-speed broadband. Despite that, 36% of homes and businesses are still awaiting the provision of high-speed broadband services. Donegal Deputy Charlie McConnellogue says Donegal's future prosperity depends on it.
It's making life very difficult for many businesses and impossible for some businesses to operate in certain areas. And it's also making people's daily lives more difficult, disabling people from otherwise working from home. And really now we've had the National Broadband Plan promised for about 7 or 8 years at this stage, but still no delivery from the government. And it's absolutely essential that we actually see them get their act together and deliver on this, because without it, there is 34,000 houses across Donegal who won't have broadband until that happens.
Is it fair to say that the future in business, especially in rural areas, is so dependent on this being rolled out?
It's absolutely essential now to business to have a proper broadband service. There's very, very few businesses that don't require it. So it is making for existing businesses in areas which don't have broadband now and where the competitors do, it puts them at a real disadvantage.
Well, the forecast, it'll be mainly dry overnight with good clear spells developing. Some mist and fog forming as a result with winds falling light. Lowest overnight temperatures 1 to 3 degrees Celsius. Some frost possible. Any frost or fog, however, will clear quickly tomorrow morning with good sunshine expected. Highest temperatures tomorrow 9 to 12 in light southeasterly breezes. And that's Highland Radio News for now. The main stories in brief. The emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital is extremely busy. Hospital management say they've admitted a significant number of ill patients over the past number of days, many of them still in the emergency department awaiting beds. Yesterday, sale to say 164 patients attended the department. That's higher than the average, which would be between 105 and 115. People being urged to avoid the ED unless it's absolutely vital. The cost of the National Children's Hospital could rise even more, according to a PricewaterhouseCoopers report published this afternoon. The report also says retendering the project wouldn't be feasible and would likely increase costs. However, that's been questioned by Fianna Fáil. And detectives investigating last Sunday's attempted murder and rape in Derry are appealing to members of the public for information. Back with news again at 6. Until then, from the news team, good afternoon. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 9th of April. The death has occurred of Susan Arbuckle, 3 Bards Hill, Waterside, Derry. Funeral from her home tomorrow at 12 noon for Requiem Mass at 12:30 in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Trench Road, Derry. Interment afterwards in St Patrick's Cemetery, Ishkeheen, Muff, County Donegal. House private, please, from 10:30 tonight. The death has taken place of Betty McLaughlin, née McCartney, 43 Grinnan Drive, Derry. Funeral from her home on Thursday morning at 9:20, going to St Patrick's Church, Pennyburn, for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Foyle Hospice, 61 Coolmore Road, Derry. The death has occurred in Scotland of Andy McGranahan, formerly of Ballybow, Lismonahan, Letterkenny. His remains will repose at Letterkenny Funeral Home, Port Road, with viewing from 6 to 9 this evening. Remains arriving at St. Julian's Cathedral, Letterkenny, tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Thursday at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in the family plot at Cornwall Cemetery. The death has occurred of Angela Doherty, née Gilsennan, 170A Coolmore Road, Derry, formerly of Virginia Cavan. Funeral from her home in Coolmore Road tomorrow at 11:30 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St. Patrick's Church, Pennyburn, with interment afterwards in the city cemetery. The death has occurred of Patrick Maguire, Coola Dawson, Killigordon. His remains will repose at his home from 12 noon tomorrow. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St. Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The death has occurred in Doncaster, England, of John Sharkey, formerly of the Mill Road, Dunlow. His remains will repose at Midlands Funeral Home tomorrow from 11, with rosary at 9. Funeral Mass on Thursday at 11 in St. Cronus Church, Dunlow, with interment afterwards in the local cemetery. The death has taken place of Patricia Connolly, née Kelly, 41 Ingleside Drive, Strabane. Her remains will repose at her son Anthony's home at 2 Eden Moor, Rossgear, Lifford, from 7:30 this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, Strabane at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Declan Quill, Odyssey Donal, Milford. His remains will repose at Odyssey Donal from 6 o'clock this evening. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St. Columbus Church, Kilmacrenan, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by cremation at Lakeland's Crematorium in Cavan. The death has taken place of Bridget Mullen, née Moran, 49 Barrack Street, Strabane, and formerly of Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:40 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 2 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, Strabane. The death has occurred of Bobby Rogers, Newton Hamilton, Carrigans. His remains are reposing at his daughter Helen McNulty's residence at Port Hall, Lifford. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St. Bathan's Church, St. Johnson, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Family time from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of William Joseph Willie Lynch, Kildrum, Carrigans. His remains are reposing at his daughter Josephine and son-in-law Melvin Duncan's residence at Brady, Carrigans. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Lifford Community Hospital and the Irish Heart Foundation, care of Josephine Duncan or Terence McClintock, Funeral Director. House private, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow.